It took me a while to find your complex. It's a bit out of the way, but finally I'm here. I'm quite worn out after the journey. I'd like to accompany you on a walk around your facility while you tell me about yourself.
All right, then let's go.
First of all, tell me what your actual product is.
We manufacture and install cast iron indoor stoves, fireplace inserts, indoor and outdoor fireplaces. Our great competitive advantage is tiled stoves. That's what we're really good at.
Now it's clear to me what exactly stove manufacturing is. So, let's get to what's troubling you.
It's been 25 years since I started the business, together with a friend of mine. We invested all the money we had at the time in establishing a limited liability company. We didn't need anything more, as we literally started in a garage. Those were wonderful times. We were both single, enjoyed having a beer or two after work, and enjoyed the company of pretty girls.
Those must have been idyllic times. But I'm here primarily to help you sort out problems. If I had to guess, I'd say each of you had a 50% share in your joint venture, and you had a falling out over one of the girls.
Not at all. We were always fair to each other, and were able to come to an agreement on everything eventually.
And I'm really curious what the problem could be.
I'll get to it in a minute. First, we worked together for many years and enjoyed life as single guys. Then we got married and raised children. Basically, we had quite comfortable lifestyles. The company grew, we never had to take a loan, and at one stage we even employed 60 people. With the money we earned, we bought this complex and a building in the centre of town that we rent out. It has some flats and a restaurant.
All I can do is congratulate you. I was able to stretch my legs during the walk, so now I can get back into my car and drive home.
I'd like you to listen to the whole story. I think you'll be more interested soon.
All right. Go on, then.
The good times ended when my friend and associate suddenly died. We talked in the morning, then he left for a construction site and never came back. Even today, when I think of that phone call from his daughter, my knees tremble.
I'm sorry to hear that. How long has it been?
Soon it will be a year, but it still feels very fresh.
And what's the current situation with your company?
I keep it running. It's like our child. It's all I can do in memory of my partner. We still have a lot of customers, so there's enough work for the 40 people we currently have. We still have all our assets, and I'm trying my best to keep everything working as it did before. And now I'm finally getting to the problem. The heir of the 50% share of the company is my deceased partner's wife.
Why is it a problem? It's also in her interest when the company flourishes. Moreover, she can be glad you're taking care of running it.
When my friend was alive, our families were friends, and my friend's wife was completely normal. They would invite us over, and we would do the same. She was always a calm and totally easygoing woman.
And she's not anymore.
After his death, she turned into a monster. She's only after property. She's always running around the company, checking the inventory, and she calls me and the employees' names, accusing us of being thieves who want to steal everything that's hers. A couple of days ago, the inheritance proceedings were completed, and that made it even worse.
And you don't know what to do now. When you first called me, you sounded very secretive, so I was a bit hesitant. Now I can see that you couldn't squeeze all these emotions into a single email.